From North State Public Radio, I'm Serena Grossi with your headlines for Wednesday, June 18th. A major road in Chico's Lower Bidwell Park will soon be closed to drivers. That's after Chico council members approved renovations to South Park Drive last night that left some residents frustrated. NSPR's Eric Adams has more.
South Park Drive starts at the main entrance of Lower Park and runs past 1 mile, stretching from Cypress to Caper Acres. Last night's decision comes after months of controversy. The council weighed several options, ultimately choosing the most expensive. Along with shutting down South Park Drive to vehicles, it adds more entrances for cars to get to parking lots and also paves gravel areas. More than a dozen residents from a nearby neighborhood urged the council to adopt the cheapest and simplest proposal of just repaving the road. After the vote, many people gathered outside saying they didn't feel councilors heard their concerns. Jeff Glatz is one of them.
They're hearing what's being said, but they're not listening to what is being said. They're not understanding what people are trying to tell them. They're putting their own professional biases or personal biases into the conversation. And as representatives of the community, they should be representing the entire community.
Other proposals included continuing to allow vehicles on the road, but adding a separated path for walking and bicycling. The project is estimated to cost more than $2 million. It's expected to start next year. In Chico, I'm Eric Adams.
In other news, we're into the summer months, which means hotter days and drier foliage. That brings higher risk for wildland fires, but residents have been allowed to conduct small-scale burns on their property on specified burn days, provided they've obtained a permit. That's changed. Fire Captain Dan Collins with Cal Fire Butte County says Sunday was the last day to get a permit in most Northern California counties.
Burn permits are suspended, so there's no residential burning period until the fall when we get some substantial wetting rain. Then the powers that be will kind of determine, yes, it's safe to burn with a permit in the fall.
He says residential burning used to be permitted into July, but that's changed in recent years because the weather is getting warmer and drier earlier. And the at-home store in the Chico Marketplace will close after a 2-year run. The chain filed for bankruptcy earlier this week in an attempt to eliminate nearly $2 billion of debt. The Chico location is one of 26 underperforming stores being shut down as the company restructures. There will still be over 200 locations across the United States. The exact date of the closure has not been announced, but court filings show it should be closed by the end of September. Other major retailers, such as Big Lots and Joann's, have also recently closed their Chico locations due to bankruptcy. Also, REI is celebrating the grand opening of its newest store in Chico. The retailer offers outdoor recreation equipment and clothing. The 2-day event will be held this Friday and Saturday and will feature in-store specials and giveaways. Community partners and local nonprofits will also be there. Everyone who attends on Friday will receive a free scoop of Schubert's ice cream while supplies last. Additionally, 5 bills authored by North State Republican Representative Heather Hadwick have been passed in the California Assembly with unanimous support. One bill would extend statewide wildfire prevention efforts until 2031. Another would eliminate taxes on settlement payments for survivors of the Dixie and Mill fires. One of 2 education bills would allow only school districts and county offices of education to offer administrative credential internships. The other bill classifies vapes as household hazardous waste, which Hadwick says makes it easier for schools to dispose of them. The last bill would expand a reimbursement program for hazardous material regulation to all counties with populations under 150,000. And those were your headlines for Wednesday, June 18th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, check out our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Serena Grossi.